Good morning to all those good people out there waiting for football tonight. This is Tough Podcast with your boy, Sports Guy David and Sugar Free Lucas. This podcast is brought to you by Pronoia, P-R-O-N-O-I-A-C-B-D on Instagram. My boy's neck is hurting right now. I'm going to rub this shit all over it and feeling great. THC free CBD sports cream. They got regular cream. This is for, you know, you gym rats out there recording your videos in the gym. You better get some of this shit. Use promo code TUFF, T-U-F-F, for 20% off your first purchase. You know what it is, P-R-O-N-O-I-A. I'll say that again for the people that, like me, don't get it the first time. P-R-O-N-O-I-A, CBD on Instagram. Follow your boy, add. Woo, Lucas, man, this was a tough week for us. Tough, yeah. Tough.
Very tough, dude. Fuck. What would you say our records were?
All right, so your record is a little better than mine. You're 81 out of 150. I'm 77 out of 150. So I'm 4 games back. But this last week you went 3-11 and I went 4-10.
It was bad. Whew, I tried to get on the right side of the Jets upsetting the Bills. That didn't work. And the Bucks upset me. And just so many upsets. Like, I was just wrong.
Yeah, literally, almost like every single game was upset. And we're above the 50% mark. That's something to be. You know, we get at least half of them right. We were averaging 9-10 for a cool minute. We were selling. But this is the part of the schedule where, you know, it's like these teams should trying to sneak in and get some wins in the playoffs, because you got to get some wins right now. And like some of these individual players are just going to be like, fuck it, we ain't going to make the playoffs, but I'm going to fucking ball out. I don't have a job now. I don't have a team next year. I don't know if I'm going to get re-signed. They're working their ass off. So a lot of crazy things going on. We could start off right off the bat with tonight's game, Patriots and Falcons. And I obviously going to go with the Patriots, man. They are rolling right now, and it's going to be hard to stop them. And like the Falcons, I'm sorry, Matthew Ryan. I am not – I am over you. I'm over you, my guy. And Cardale Patterson is likely to be out in this game. I know Wayne Gallman is a pretty good backup, but it's the Patriots all the way. Kendrick Bourne is a solid dude. They're tight ends. They're running backs. I mean, there's two starting running backs for Al, and Ramondre Stevenson stepped up and had an amazing game. So I'm gonna take the Patriots in this one. Their defense is good enough, especially for the Falcons, who really scored 3 points against the Cowboys, and the Broncos dropped 30 on them. This league is crazy, but I'm going to take the Patriots. Try to convince me otherwise.
Yeah, well, okay. I just want to go the other way because these Thursday night games have been just ridiculous. Last Thursday, we had the Dolphins beating the Ravens, and like, it's just these primetime games. We also had Monday Night Football, the 49ers upsetting the Rams, and I don't know if that's just the Rams, like, having a bad trend right now, but I'm just going to go the other way. Like, Atlanta just has weird games. They have weird schedules, and like they flip-flop week after week. You have last week they lose 3-43 to Dallas, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is how they flip-flop, because a week before that they won against New Orleans 27-25 in New Orleans. And I'm just going with the trend here that these Thursday night teams, I think this is my theory, that the practices favor the underdogs. So the limited amount of practices, for example, like they get marginalized returns. So like if you're a bad team and you only have 2 days of practice and then you have the game, and compared to what a good team needs, like a good team needs way more practice during the week. It makes more sense. You practice better, you have more practices, and you're a better team, you do better. But like, I think if it's a shorter week, I think the worst teams are like, all right, we got 2 practices. That's the most they're going to get out of it. They don't make the most out of 4 days. The other team needs more days. That's just my theory. Economics here on practice, but that's why I'm going with Atlanta. It's weird, I know, but these Thursday night games, I cannot trust them no more. I cannot trust them.
First of all, you sound like me last week against the Cowboys.
Why?
Because I was trying to convince you y'all that the Falcons are going to win the Cowboys, and that proved me wrong and you guys right. Second of all, if you guys are watching this, my boy Lucas got this little I don't know what to call it, little flare up hairdo. Looks like Disney's about to cast him for a surfing movie in the early 2000s. My guy looking fresh though, ain't hating, but I am a little low key, a little hating on this. I'm not convinced. If Cardale Patterson isn't there, then I don't think they even have a shot. I don't think it's going to be remotely close. When the Patriots are winning, they lay it on you. Bill Belichick is a goddamn savage, and he's not going to let you forget it, especially this is a Super Bowl rematch. Yo, it's going to be 34-14. I think at one point it'll be 28-3, Patriots versus Falcons. Just how it was last week with Dan Quinn versus on the Cowboys. I don't think it's not even close. Patriots, they're just a better team at almost every skill position. The Falcons are just a better team. I don't think the Falcons have a shot. I'm over the Falcons. Not hot Atlanta, they're cold Atlanta for now on. Shout out to my sisters though. I need to go visit them in Atlanta. Atlanta's a great town though. It's great. I'm the only Mexican in there in that whole city when I'm there. But cold Atlanta, it's not even going to be close.
I respect it, but
I respect your theory. You be staying up late night. I see your tweets. So I see where your mind's going, but yeah, I don't think it's cool.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, I got to go with Atlanta. Things don't make sense. I'm going to say it's a weird one. I'm going to say, like, Mac Jones has an off night. I'm going to say Matt Ryan gets things going for some reasons. Olamide Zaccheaus or someone finally goes off in that offense other than Cordarrelle Patterson. So that's why I'm going with it. It's a weird one, but it's been a weird season for upsets. I'm trying to get on the right side of upset. I think that's what it is.
We're being on the wrong sides of the upsets these last 2 weeks, and that we can't even get right on the favorites either. We're going to get back to form this week. I have a good feeling. But what's your score for this one?
I'm going with my gut because my gut, I mean, I'm not trying to use my brain anymore. It makes me feel more dumb when I use my brain and I get it wrong. So, yeah, I'm going to go 23-17 in a weird one.
I mean, if you get this right, I know damn well you're going to be on my head for this. All right. Moving right along. Let's go with the good game.
Did you have the score?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, 34-14. This next one, we're before the show started, Colts versus Bills. This one has a chance to be a good one. Man, I don't even know where to go with this one. I'm gonna probably go with the Bills on this one. The Bills are just looking pretty good. They had a really good game against the Jets, you know, throwaway game. Colts though, Carson Wentz, on paper, it looks like he's doing pretty good. He just makes some really, really bad decisions when he doesn't need to.
Sometimes.
He tries to force things. They do got Michael Pittman. I thought they were going to get Zach Pascal mixed in, but they got fucking Jonathan Taylor. Holy shit, Jonathan Taylor is just – he's going to be the first overall draft pick next year.
Yes, he is. That
dude. Oh, my God, in fantasy. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, dude, is a beast. And if they could get the run going, I could see the Colts upsetting – I do like the Bills pass rush though. Gregory Rousseau, super underrated. I wish the Chargers picked him up. Honestly, we're hurting for him right now, to be honest. But I'm gonna take the Bills in this one. I just like they're just a better team. I think Josh Allen could scramble around a little bit, even maybe get like 60 yards in the touchdown. I just think they're a more complete team. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts upset.
Yeah, I like the fact that you went with the Bills because I like to go with the Colts. Jonathan Taylor has a touchdown in each of the last seven games.
You can have a touchdown, but you ain't going to beat the Bills. You can have a touchdown every single week you want, but Carson Wentz has to get his shit right.
I think Jonathan Taylor might be a top five back in the league.
He is a top five back. I think this – I don't know if that's an understatement or an overstatement. I don't know yet because I don't think Jonathan Taylor gets talked to about enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's because the Indianapolis Colts are like a weird team sometimes. But I mean, they're facing a really good run defense in Buffalo. They're top five in all these dang categories. It's really surprising, except for rushing touchdowns allowed. But other than that, 3.8 yards per rush given up. That's number three in the league, and they only give up about 83.9 rushing yards per game. That's number three in the league also. That's pretty damn crazy. So you're going to be trying to neutralize whatever, you know, the Colts got going on, their strength. But I like taking the Colts in this one. I like it because sometimes their defensive line and their linebackers, they get timely stops. They get timely plays. I think it's another one where I could just see the Colts really starting to pick things up a little bit. They have been on a winning streak. Let me just check their scores real quick. But they're a team not to count them out because – they just got over the Jaguars. That was a good one. And yeah, Thursday night game, 45-30 against the Jets. And then they barely lost to the Titans. That's their last three games. I think they're really fighting for a playoff spot. And this will be a good one against a contender right here. So yeah, I'm going to say Colts take this one 27-23.
All right. I do like how the Colts are number 6 in the league rushing per game. And, you know, people say, oh, the Bills don't have a rushing game. They're top 10 rushing.
Oh, here's a weird stat.
121 yards per game.
For the Colts, they're number 8th in points per game. They get 26.8. I feel like they should be. I felt like that should be lower because like that's just how I feel about them. I didn't realize how much they've been scoring lately.
You check the Bills points per game. They're number 2 at 31, and that's right. My score 31-26. I was literally looking up the score and I was like, I need some help with the points. I'm gonna go 31-26. How do you get 26 points? Two touchdowns with four touchdowns with two missed XPs, extra points.
You get 26 by
two touchdowns. 13.
Two touchdowns. You can get two touchdowns, 14, and then get field goals all the way.
Or you can score two more touchdowns and miss an extra point on one of them. 14 plus 13.
Oh, that's 26. No, 14 plus 12.
I need 13.
Math.
Four touchdowns, 7 times 4 is...
That's not four touchdowns. Is it four touchdowns? Four touchdowns. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Points. Okay. We just think differently.
What were you thinking? I'm thinking 13. That's three touchdowns, one XP off that one, two touchdowns, one XP off that one.
I was thinking two touchdowns, 14 points, and then just get field goals the rest of the way.
But that would make only 12, so you need 1 point. Three doesn't divide
14. It. Yeah, three doesn't go into 12. Four times.
14. Matt's hard. It's way too early. I don't got no coffee. Where the fuck's my cold brew? Either way, they could. It's possible. 31, though. How would you get 31?
That's four touchdowns. Four touchdowns in the field goal.
Four touchdowns in the field goal. 31. Yeah. 28 and 31. Okay. That's a weird score. I don't think I ever seen that score before.
Score got me. Ooh. Score bold prediction. Bold prediction.
Bold prediction. All right. Moving right along. I don't know how I feel about this one. This is probably the most talked about game all week. Might as well talk about it right now. Cowboys and Chiefs. To be honest, this is probably the America's game, not because the Cowboys are in it, but it's the Cowboys versus the Chiefs. It's like fucking Red Dead 2 in this bitch. I just barely noticed that. Cowboys versus the Chiefs. It's at Arrowhead. It's pretty fucking racist. They need to change that. Even fucking more racist. Get the fucking horse with the Indian chief. I think they took that out, but that's still fucking racist.
Thanksgiving vibes.
Hella Thanksgiving vibes. I mean, if the Pilgrims could trip the Indians to eat unseasoned green bean casserole, I think the Cowboys could beat the Chiefs this Sunday. Is it Sunday night? Whatever. Sunday night.
Oh, wait, no, that's Sunday night. Chargers is Sunday night. This is actually at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised that the NFL didn't take the Charger game out. The Chiefs. But like I'm saying, if the Pilgrims can trick the Chiefs into eating unseasoned green bean casserole, then the Cowboys could beat the Chiefs. Jesus Christ. I don't know. Pause. I don't want to get canceled for that one. Cowboys are looking fucking fire right now. I know they blew out the Falcons, and I was completely on the other side of that one. But they're just rolling, bro. They got some athletic like Randy Gregory ain't there. Like, yeah, the first 4 weeks, their top two guys weren't there. And then just Micah Parsons, ever since he got converted to like edge, he's just been everywhere, bro. And Diggs got another interception. Like, yo, this Cowboy team on offense, I don't know who's going to stop them. I think themselves are like, they're going to stop themselves if, you know, they're the Cowboys. So it's week 11. I'm surprised they haven't fucked up yet. I think they'll probably lose a big one against in the divisions down the road. But I think the Cowboys got this one. CD Lamb, I know he's a little hurt, but you got Amari Cooper, Schultz, if I'm not mistaken. I forgot the tight end's name. But two running backs, and if Zeke ain't rolling, they just throw Tony Pollard in there and then loosens up everything, and then Zeke just goes right in there. So I'm going to take the Cowboys in this one. Chiefs are not back. They're not. I'm telling you that right now. The Raiders were just the oldest shit.
The bad turnover from DeSean Jackson and the interception just right after that.
Exactly. And the Raiders are the Raiders. I mean, when they're good, they're the Raiders. When they're bad, they're the Raiders. They're just the most fucking flippy floppy organization in the league. And they're going through all this shit. They have the special teams coach, interim coach. He was good like the first game. And the second game is all right, but it's just falling apart. It's not together. Josh Jacobs had like less than 20 yards. it's the Raiders, and everyone's like, oh, the fucking Sorensen is the best linebacker, Honey Badger, this and this and that. It took them, they almost lost to the Giants, and they were losing, or they were winning games against not that good opponents. I'm not convinced that the Chiefs are back. I'm not. They're not. Yeah, he didn't throw an interception. Who the fuck the Raiders got? They just cut my boy Arnett because he got his loadout on Instagram Live. Boy pulled out three guns. That dude was wilding out. Who they got? They only got Casey Hayward? He just got tossed in that game. I'm not convinced the Chiefs are back. I think the Cowboys will get this one, and I don't think it's going to be even fucking close. I'll take the spread. I'll take the fucking money line. Cowboys.
God damn.
I feel like a Cowboy fan. I feel like I'm wearing denim shorts, have a shitty fade, and Air Force Ones on right now. That's how much I like the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth very beautifully. God damn. Do I have to argue for the Chiefs here? I mean, God damn. I was going to point to the same thing as far as like the Raiders throwing that game away and making it easy for them. But if there's any consolidation, a lot of people feel like the Chiefs' defense is playing better. A lot of people feel like the Chiefs' offense is, you know, finally had a good game.
People looking at the numbers, not watching the games.
Damn, that's a bar right there. But, I mean, God damn. Damn, man. Like, besides that Bronco game, this Cowboys team, they shut down the Vikings, held them to 16. And I like the Cowboys, but you know what? I'll take the Chiefs here. Just to say screw you about that rant, to be honest, how you just went off right there. But it's back. It's home for the Chiefs. Like you said, hometown. I think they're going to want to get revenge for getting conquered 400 years ago. So that's my take right there. And I'll give Mahomes some credit, man. I'll give Mahomes some credit for like at least taking the dump off passes, not relying on the big play. And I think he wants to win it. I think he wants to win it, and he'll take what the defense is giving him. I don't think the Cowboys. They're just looking so good. It's hard for me to call it. I mean, I think I need more from the Chiefs. That's it. I just need more from the Chiefs. I got to see it.
I'll give the Chiefs this. It's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's capable of what he's doing. You see him last week, 5 touchdowns, no interception. I get that. But it's gonna go back to him to how he is this year. He's going to be trying too hard because the defense is not going to stop anything. They really don't. They've got paper, a fucking wet napkin as their defense. And it's been like that for years, and people just are too starstruck on Patrick Mahomes.
I know you hate him, but if Sorensen starts playing a little bit better like he did last week, then like that'll be a good thing.
He should be don't get me started with him. If Jackson Mahomes or Jack or Jackoff or whatever the fuck his name is, if he's not in attendance, I'll take the Chiefs. That's how convinced I am that dude is a distraction. He really is. Like he. The Cowboys
are 24th in the league in sack percentage, and that might play a lot into Mahomes' hands. I know they like to blitz the passer a lot with Michael Parsons on the side and stuff like that, but I mean, when Mahomes rolls out of the pocket, he's still dangerous. So yeah, I mean, I'll take the Chiefs.
You've seen how to beat the Chiefs. Drop two safeties. Don't rush anyone.
This is true, but I think at the same time,
don't try to get too aggressive and get him because he's gonna roll out and make you pay, make all these fucking stupid. He's gonna throw fucking between his legs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like he earned last week. I mean, as far as he take whatever the defense is giving him. So
I do. Yeah, that's true.
They drop back 50 times, no picks. That's pretty damn good. So I'm gonna say Chiefs here just to be different, just to say they're starting to heat up for playoff time. Sounds about right. I don't feel the best about McCarthy still, so I think he'd get outclassed by a guy like Andy Reid. So I'll say 28-24 in a good one.
I don't like McCarthy. I love Andy Reid. It's not in the cards. I don't think it's in the cards for them.
That's okay. It was a hard one to defend because I feel good about the Cowboys.
All right, moving right along. You had a convincing take or just a little thing you were talking about earlier. The Buccaneers and the Giants. Bucks fall to a huge one against Washington football team, which I said they had a chance. Didn't call them, though. I should have. Versus the Giants. Man, I think Tom Brady bounces back. I mean, there's no way he doesn't. I think AB should be back. I know he's walking again, at least. They just got Chris Godwin. They got the dude Tyler Johnson, second year out of, I think, Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. Leonard Fournette, who been kind of quiet, but he's been having a decent season. Last quiet game. I think just Tom Brady's not going to lose to the Giants. I know Tom Brady has history with the Giants, but I think it's going to be too much on Monday night. I don't see the Giants winning this one, unfortunately. I'm going to take the Bucs 100%, but you're saying a little something different. And
God, yeah, I well, just it was just a weird gut feeling again. It's another primetime game, but I feel kind of like interested in this one just because the Giants, I feel like they've been getting a few interceptions lately. They got one on one of the more accurate passers in Derek Carr and a big one. And I think they're catching Tom Brady at like a really good time. Like if you take a look at his last few games, he's had 3 weeks, right? A bye sandwiched in the middle of it. But like a few weeks ago against the Saints, game ceiling pick six that he throws to throw away the game. And he didn't see the safety at all on that play. And the way that the Giants got that pick on Carr, same one kind of deal where the corner jumps a route and Derek Carr didn't really see him and it gets taken the other way. And then Tom Brady just had two picks against the Washington football team in the first quarter, the first time he'd done that since 2012. And it's like, damn, is he not seeing these things? Is he not seeing these corners? And the Washington football team is not a really good defensive team at all this year. It's been, and maybe they're waking up a little bit, but that's weird because they lost Chase Young that game. So my whole point is the Giants, they allow 6.6 yards per pass. That's 10th best in the league, and the Bucs love to go downfield and take deep shots. And so if they do a pretty good job at protecting the deep ball play, they also do 11th best in an opponent's interceptions thrown. I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants in a weird one take this one. Just in a weird one, Daniel Jones maybe breaks a few big runs. He always seems to do that on like a primetime game, Thursday night, Monday night. For some reason, we've seen enough of that, the Giants in primetime this year. But yeah, this is just a gut feeling. This is how I feel it going down.
I love your optimism on all these games. Yeah. I really do. It's heartwarming, to be honest.
It's heartwarming. That's not the best thing you want to hear, like from your like the person. You're like, oh, that's a heartwarming effort. Yeah, that's nice. That's cute.
It's the hair, man. You fucking you're surfing on your gut wave this week, and I love it, dude. It's tight, but
it kind of makes sense, and at least it makes some sense.
I mean, you're making a lot of great points. But I don't think Tom Brady's going to drop this one. He dropped last week. Your boy, Colin Cowherd.
You're saying there might be catching him at a perfect time. It's been a long slump for Brady.
Yeah, they don't have Saquon Barkley. I don't know where Saquon. I have him in the Dynasty League, and I don't think I even played him once. Give me a score. I think the Bucs will win 27-14. That's my prediction. They do allow Bucs allow 25 points per game, and the Giants allow 26 points per game. So I don't know if that means anything to anything about anything, but
I'm going to use the copy score opposite car, 27-14 for the Giants. I think it's another 14-point game for the Bucks where they're just a little bit too far behind. Maybe they close the gap a little bit, but this is like what they've been like for almost the better half of a month.
All right. Okay. Moving right along here. Let's see what game we got. Cardinals versus Seahawks. Kyler Murray is close to playing, reportedly has a chance to play. Russell Wilson just did not look good at all. I'm over Tyler Lockett. The running back situation, I have Alex Collins in one of my leagues, so I'm really rooting for him. But the Cardinals, Colt McCoy, I know they dropped they lost to – who did they lose to last week?
Panthers.
The loss of the Panthers with Cam. Little wild card Cam, but I think the Cardinals get back to it. I mean, they won with Colt McCoy 2 weeks ago. I'm pretty sure Kyler Murray will play this week. I think he'll just get back to used to. They didn't have D-Hop either. I think he's on track to play as well. Seahawks, yo, they're 3-6. I think they're 3-6, right? 3-7.
They are. Let me give you that. But if you're the Cardinals and like Kyler Murray is not 100%, D-Hop is not 100%. Like, are you gonna force a start? I feel like you could take the win with try roll dice with the.
This is a divisional game too, so it makes it more important. It's kind of like the 49ers situation. They put Colt McCoy in, they lucked out and won, but this is the Seahawks. I think. I think the 49ers are better than the Seahawks, but it's Russell Wilson. You know, I think he came back a little too early. You know that cheesy ass video and I don't know. You know, he's for the people, I guess, but it's kind of corny to me.
It was really no. That's what I said too. I was like, God,
super corny, bro. But he got Sierra though. Sierra.
Maybe I gotta be like a corny ass dude to get like Sierra. Is that the key? Is that what we gotta learn?
Is that ladies? If there's any ladies, maybe I shouldn't ask this question. My girlfriend listened to my podcast. Sorry. For Lucas's sake,
Yes, thank
lady,
you.
Ladies, you good gotta job. Be a corny. Like, I'll dress, I'll say elote and eat corn nuts all day. Like, if that's what it takes. But I don't know. He is pretty corny, you know?
Yeah,
it's optimal. Anyway, what are we talking future. About? Well, because Sierra, you know, didn't want future. Now she went literally the opposite of that.
Oh, I see. Yes, this is true.
And you listen to a lot of future.
This you is got me true. On some
future, so. Is this TMZ? What the fuck? I forgot we were talking about football. Cardinals versus Seahawks. Tyler Lockett, I'm going to buy you a fucking perm. I'm so tired of your hairline. I'm tired of you not performing. I know you're a better athlete than me, and I would never make the NFL, even if I used all three wishes from a genie. Man, dude, Tyler Lockett is having a bad down season. DK Metcalf can't compose himself. He tried to get in the huddle after he got ejected. I'm taking the Cardinals if D-Hop and Kyler Murray don't play. I think the Seahawks are that bad. Russell Wilson needs to get out. They need to make a movie about him trying to get out. I just don't see it, man. Cardinals are pretty legit, even without Kyler Murray. But now if he's coming back, I think it's game over for the Seahawks. It's a divisional game. I think it'll be really, really close, though. I think the Seahawks.
So did you say that you think that you're going to start Kyler Murray even if he's not 100? Are you going to force that because of the divisional game?
If okay, give me a percent. Like, if he's 85% to go, like if he feels 85%,
yeah,
I'll say fuck it, run it. This is a divisional game. You got the Rams. You got the Rams. I know they lost a big one. You kind of lucked out. Seahawks are nowhere, but the 49ers are kind of creeping up too. You need those divisional wins. If you save Kyler Murray for the playoffs, they're for sure to make the playoffs. But like, if you save him for the playoffs. For his health, I think he'll be fine. I don't know where I was going with that. I think they'll be fine.
Yeah, I was okay. Gonna say,
they're gonna make the playoffs regardless. Or maybe even I don't know. That division is hard. They're gonna have to get a wild card. It's either
want to get the one seed. They want to get the one seed off the basically off the start they got. You know, like they're like yeah. We fucking started 7-0. Like shit. Like we're gonna get this one seed. So yeah, I agree. I would agree with that. And honestly, Seattle's so bad. They're 31st in protecting their quarterback. That's so. That's so bad, and we know how Arizona's defense, they do a pretty good job against the quarterback. So this is our first agreement of the day. I'm taking Arizona as well. I'm not going to take Seattle. They're a bad team. They're just – even their strength is not a strength anymore, you know, their passing attack. So, yeah, it might be the end of I predicted the end of Deshaun Watson in Houston right after he picked that big contract. I'm going to predict the end of Russell Wilson in Seattle. I'm going to say he goes to a different team after this. This is the end because – like what else they got? Like last season
they ain't got no draft picks.
Exactly.
Chris Carson, his neck is fucking broken. DK Metcalf, he's a young star. Tyler Lockett, his hairline's receding by the day. Jamal Adams was not worth it. He finally got a pick. That was a rare. I have a better chance of pulling a fucking Charizard VMAX rainbow from a Pokemon fucking pack than Jamal Adams getting a fucking interception.
Well, he did get one recently.
Yeah, it's about time.
Okay, what is... Okay. 2022 is when the last contract of Matthew Stafford in the Rams, right?
The Rams are going to resign him.
Well, I'm just saying, what if he just shits the bed the rest of the year like he's been, and then Russell Wilson wants to go somewhere? And then he goes to in the division. I don't know if he would do that. That'd be crazy.
That's crazy. Matthew Stafford, they traded 2 first-round draft picks for this dude. Well, Rams don't give a fuck about draft
picks. They don't care.
Seahawks need some draft picks, though.
I can
see a team trading a first and a second. What would you trade for Russell Wilson? What's your asking price for Russell Wilson right now at the end of the season?
Asking price if I'm Seattle?
Yeah, what's your asking price and what are you willing to give up? Give me both of those.
Yeah, I'm willing to give up Russell. If I'm trading Russell away, I want to do this. I'm gonna fucking rebuild the fuck out of this team. I'm trading away Russell and like maybe I'll throw DK in there. Fuck it.
All right, this ain't Madden, dog. Well, he's a free agent next year, right?
I don't know. I think
he's Russell Wilson contract.
Russell Wilson contract.
Yeah. Okay, what are you willing to pay for him if you're an opposing team like maybe the Broncos? Maybe
he's under contract. Atlanta, 23.
Okay, so I don't know the trade clause, all that stuff.
So I don't think he's going to wait till 23. Say he wants out. They request a trade or get Pete Carroll out of there because that dude's 70. He don't look 70, but he's 70. You're the GM, whatever the GM's name is.
Snyder, I think. Yeah, fuck it. I'm getting first round picks, man. I haven't had a first round pick in a while. Man, I'm getting
at least two.
I'm getting at least two. Fuck the bullshit. Fuck the bullshit. Russell Wilson will be a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's still in his prime.
Yeah, he's just having it just looks bad because the offensive line ain't there. I mean, he got one lineman when he complained to kind of just shut him up, throw him in the corner, and make him hold the fucking yellow pages above his head. It ain't gonna happen. You said the 31st. Who's the worst? Is it Bears? Is the Bears the worst protecting the quarterback?
Well, yeah, I think it is the Bears.
Bears are fucking dog shit too. I will give up two first rounds, a second, and a starter.
Yeah, who would do that? The fucking Broncos. Yeah,
Broncos. Who? What starter? Maybe a lineman. A lineman. Two first and a second for Russell Wilson. Spice it up. I'm not seeing Russell in orange though. That looks weird. LA though is a funny, a tricky one because Sierra's there. You know, Giants could maybe take a pull at him. New York.
I don't know. I feel like he want to go to a win now team. Saints. A win. Oh, I could see him being a Saint for sure. Oh my gosh, I would be so mad. I would be very mad actually. Saints would look really good.
All right, let me.
Fuck the score. So I'm gonna go Arizona here. I'll say 23-13.
That's a pretty good one. Mine's a little similar to that. Mine is 27-20. It's a divisional game, so I think Seahawks get in. They stay in it for a while. Cardinals pull away, and then they get a garbage time touchdown. I'll go with like Gerald Everett getting a touchdown with a minute and 27 to go. I know this is very specific. I'm from I'm from the future. So with a minute and 27 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Gerald Everett will score a 7-yard touchdown and spike the ball in a celebration. How about that?
I want to see that happen. So
if that happens, don't come after me. Don't come after me. All right, moving right along. Whew. Bengals and Raiders.
Oh,
I like this one. Bengals had a bye. They lost a big one. I think they had an extra week to prepare, and the Raiders are just – they're still trying to catch up from like 3 weeks ago. I'm going to take the Bengals in this one right off the bat. Jamar Chase, I think, will have a big game. Tyler Boyd. Joe Burrow stewing for a week and a half, 2 weeks on this loss. Dude ain't a loser. Boyd didn't lose his whole career. That dude barely lost. I know he's stewing, watching film. Getting in the practices, getting everyone group chatting it up, going to Chipotle together. I don't know what the fuck they do, but I think they will smash the Raiders. Raiders are in a disarray right now. Waller only had 3 catches. Jacobs only had 18 yards. Brandon Edwards was the star guy there. Deshaun Jackson fumbled. Their defense got fucking no one only, but like Max Crosby and Ngakoue, if he's even there, I haven't heard too much of him. Their linebackers, Denzel Perryman, is a dog. More rig as over the top safety, but I think it's just going to be they're going to fall behind quick, and Bengals are just going to lay it on them. And I think Joe Burrow's going to be like, "Hey, we're still a legit team," because people are trying to write them off already. But they're like, "Nah, they're going to come back and they're going to fucking show the NFL that they're a legit team." I think they'll win 33-14.
Damn, I like that a lot. 2-5-4 teams, so they're both fighting for playoff spots in the AFC. So, yeah, they're definitely going to get this one head-to-head. And, I mean, for the Raiders, you got a lot of good stats going for you. Maybe trying to limit the big play, but not the Bengals. The Chiefs made it look so easy last week to score on this team and to, like, just tear them apart. And the Bengals off of bye, like, I would feel good taking the Bengals. I would agree here, actually. This is a good game, though. I really like this game. And I just want to see the Bengals bounce back. Like, it was disappointing these last few weeks, like how they've been losing. They got killed by the Browns, like in the worst way. And I just want to see them get back to scoring. I just want to see them get back to form. I don't know how many. I guess it's like one of those things for the Raiders where too many locker room distractions, too many players lost in the season. You got to account for that. Like the chemistry, the way you could count on a guy, and then you have a completely new person. Like, it throws things off. So maybe it's a thing where they could bounce back after a week and finally get to know these players. Deshaun Jackson, I mean, if they could protect the ball better and bounce back. I can see this being really, really close. It might come down to the performance of the defensive lines, like Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals. Like, he does really well, comes with big plays, and maybe finally the defensive line for the Raiders gets back to form and causes some big plays, because that's when Joe Burrow had his interceptions too. So just got to look out for that. But, oh man, I may have convinced myself for the Raiders here, but they're a resilient team. I mean, they're a resilient team. They bounce back, like you said. Like, they take all the bullshit and, like, they run with it. Like, that's who they are. I don't know. Where is this game being played?
In Vegas.
In Vegas.
105. You got Steve Aoki throwing cakes in the crowd. You got fucking Ice Cube Crip walking and shit. You got E-40 fucking drinking his fucking drinks that don't even exist anymore. That crowd is wild.
Okay. The E-40 thing makes me laugh. You know what? Fuck it. I'll take the Raiders here. This is gonna be a really bad week for both of us.
It's either gonna be good for me or good for you. We're really lopsided this week.
Just because they're at home, and the Bengals, they got really smacked. I forgot they got smacked by the Browns. And I don't know. So many teams are just getting smacked around in this AFC. Bengals get smacked by the Browns. Browns get smacked by the Patriots. You know, like, we'll see who these teams are really made out of, though. But yeah, I see it being close, like 28-27.
It's so super close.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along here. Let's go with the Washington football team and the Panthers. The Panthers, Cam Newton is back. He's in Carolina. Ron Rivera comes back, coaching the Washington football team. Of course, they got a big win over the Bucks. Cam Newton is the starter, should be the starter. Roby Anderson finally had a fucking touchdown in more than 30 yards in a fucking game.
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Roby Anderson is back. I will trade Tyler Lockett a foot massage and three bags of Doritos with Call of Duty XP, double XP points right now for Roby Anderson in fantasy. I think the Panthers take this one. Chase Young is out, but their defense did step up. Like, what is that? You lose a player and you get better?
Like, I don't know what that is. That's like the trend this week or this year. I don't think that's going to happen, though. Tyler Heineken, though, he is a dog. Terry McLaurin. Logan Thomas is not practicing. He's off the IR. They really missing him for really. I'm taking the Panthers. McCaffrey, dude's getting 90 on the ground, 90 through the air every game. Yeah. I'll bet on that every single game. 10 receptions, at least 20 rushes. Dude is a workhorse. That's why he's so injured. I'm taking the Panthers this one. Cam Newton gets a very nice standing ovation. I think he should. He's back. He got his dreads. You know the best thing about Cam Newton back in the league? His fucking fashion. His hats. I am so jealous of his hats.
His post games.
His post games. You know, it's 80-20. Sometimes you'd be wearing some shit like your grandma dressed you. But 80%, he's looking fly as fuck. So I'm going to take fly as fuck Cam Newton over his old coach. Panthers, get back in the mix. J.C. Horn is coming back soon. I think C.J. Henderson's still there. Stephon Gilmore. I really do like this Panther team right now. If McCaffrey could stay healthy, my guy. Stay healthy. Drink your Powerade with fucking, I don't know, Mountain Blue Powerade. I'm going to take the Panthers in this one. I think the Washington football team scores 15. Panthers score 28.
Hey, man, Stephon Gilmore may have changed things for the Panthers on defense a little bit. They've tightened things up in the games he's played, for the most part. So I like the Panthers in this one too, just because I had to say that because Tyler Heineke and the Washington football team have been balling. Like, they left points on the board a few weeks ago, and they finally put it back up this last week. So they're away from Washington, though, and they're in Carolina. The energy is going to be really good over there, and like, everyone's going to be lit. And I just like Carolina to get things back on track. Like, they're 5-5, want to get back in the playoff race, and I like the energy that Cam Newton brings, and I don't know. I think this team's going to rally and, like, start peaking at the right time. So I'm good with picking Carolina. Wouldn't be surprised if Washington does keep it close, but I think Carolina will step up on defense. They'll hit home to Heineke. They'll limit things. Like, as long as you limit Scary Terry, I think you're pretty much good right now when you face this Washington football team. So, yeah, I'll take Carolina. I'll say 31-17.
Yeah, Carolina looks like they got this. Revived, like they're revived almost now that McCaffrey's back in Newton, but you got to stay healthy. That's the key. All right. Moving on to the Saints and Eagles, right? Saints and Eagles?
Yes.
Okay. Saints and Eagles. I thought the Saints and the Eagles played last week. I don't know why. I mean, I'm having some deja vu.
Saints played the Titans
and the Eagles
played the Broncos.
Oh, I don't know why this game looks so familiar to me. Anyways. Saints and Eagles. Eagles beat the Broncos last week. Devontae Smith, bro. He's that dude. That's why he was a Heisman Trophy winner. That's why they got him with the 9th, 10th pick in the draft. Saints, they dropped a very close one off of very mental mistakes, and I think Sean Payne will fix those things. I really don't like the Eagles, to be honest. I think Miles Sanders is back, if I'm not mistaken. I do like the running back room, Jordan Howard, Boston Scott, Gainwell, and Miles Sanders. I mean, they got running backs for days. They should run it more. They just don't. Devontae Smith, Dallas Galbert. I think he cleared concussion protocol. I'm leaning towards the Eagles right now for some reason, but I'm interested for you to sell me the Saints. Yes.
Oh damn! I thought you were gonna go with the Saints for a little bit.
I'm kind of. It's like 51-49% right now. Eagles.
The Eagles have played tough lately. They have, and it's at home, so we'll see. But I kind of like the Saints to bounce back after a little bit. Simeon does not seem like a bad quarterback, to be honest. I feel like they're
accurate, bro.
Yeah, I feel like the Saints
have the greatest arm, but he gets some tight spots.
Yeah, the Saints receivers have been dropping these balls, and I feel like the Eagles are kind of like a fraud team a little bit. Like, they have to prove it to me, and the Saints defense is pretty tough, and they almost did it. They almost did it last week. So it's tough few road games for the Saints, but I don't think they've been losing in that bad of a fashion, and the Eagles will mess up in a few ways. You know, I think they will hit home to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been a really good quarterback in the fourth quarter, though. A lot of it garbage time, but I just like the Saints better. I like their defense better. So I got to trust them. When I don't know about the quarterbacks, when I don't know how to feel about them, I look at the defenses and, like, I just feel better. I feel like I can see the Saints taking over Jalen Hurts more than I could see the Eagles taking over Simeon. Well, that's a weird fucking thing to say. Goddamn.
Don't think that sentence ever existed until right now. Kamara is questionable. He did not practice today. They got Mark Ingram there.
Mark Ingram, though. That's my guy. He got 20 fantasy points last week. That's my guy.
He's solid. He's a solid dude. I'm going to go with Eagles.
So Kamara's out?
He did not practice with a knee injury, offering hope that he could return on the field on Sunday.
I feel good about starting Mark Ingram, man.
Yeah. I think you should start Mark Ingram regardless. I'm going to take the Eagles in this one.
Okay.
Fortunately, I just think Devontae Smith
is going to go off.
Devontae Smith, I traded him away. Oh, I got to talk about that. I traded my fantasy podcast. In our fantasy podcast, I traded, it was a 3-man team, 21 players involved into this fucking trade. Craziest trade I've ever done in my life. Anyways, so I'm going to take the Eagles in this one. Devontae Smith had a good game. Slay gets 2 interceptions. I do like him. He's finally stepping up. I forgot where he's been, but he's been locking shit down lately. I think it's a close one, though. Simeon struggles early, doesn't get the ball going. Kamara's out. Mark Ingram does the best he can, but I think this Eagles take this one 17-14. Dallas Galbert, Goddard comes back from his concussion, gets a touchdown with Devontae Smith. I think I see Jalen Hurts running it, having a great game on the ground. Saints defense is solid, but I'm taking the Eagles 17-14.
All right, I respect it.
What was your score?
I'm going to go... I'll go 24-10.
I could definitely see that happening too, because the Eagles put up some weird, dumb scores like that. All right, moving on. I think the next competitive game we got here would probably be the Ravens Bears.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson does Lamar Jackson things. I mean, dude is just good. Last week they versed last week?
They got killed by the Dolphins. They got blitzed
night. See, that's the thing. They got blitzed all night. So the Bears, Khalil Mack is back. If Eddie Jackson's there, that's the recipe. That's the fucking recipe to beat the Ravens. But I trust the Ravens offensive line more than the Bears offensive line. And Justin Fields can't find a rhythm. He has no time to find a rhythm. He's getting pressured the most. I think he's the most sack quarterback, and he has like 3 less starts than all the starting quarterbacks. That's not good. That's not good stat. I know there's a crazy stat like there. He's like one of the most sacked quarterbacks in the league. Bears line is terrible. I like Darnell Mooney. He's been better than Allen Robinson. And like, we would have believed that if you told us that in the offseason. We like Darnell Mooney. Lucas found him a long time ago. We do got a comment from No Defense Gaming. Welcome back. We'd love to have you.
I'm going Eagles barely losing to the Chargers, and destroy the Broncos, avoid turnovers, and you'll get the dub. Yeah, I think they need Jalen Hurts need to hold on to the ball and don't turn it over. I definitely see that happening for sure, because they did win that close one, or the Chargers won them, and the Broncos, man, yeah. Broncos.
I mean, they deserve credit for going a mile high for sure. That was a surprising score for me when I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh. But same time, yeah, that's kind of like the same logic for the Saints, right? They barely lost to the Titans, and that was a way too. So yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting though. Eagles are a weird team to me, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah, they're inconsistent. Devontae Smith though is going to be the key. He's going to have to do pretty much everything for that team. If Miles Sanders is back though, I'm excited to see that. But back to what I was saying.
It's at home for the Bears, and the Bears are really good at getting to the quarterback, so I'm concerned about that. But at the same time, they give up a lot of yards through the air per play, like 7.3 yards per pass. That's 24th in the league. So I think there'll be times for Rashad Bateman to get into the mix and for Marquise Hollywood-Brown to like get a deep shot in this one. And the Bears, they put up 27 against the Steelers. That was a close game with a lot of bad calls, so I wouldn't be surprised if, like, I don't know, the NFL tries to make it right. Some weird calls in this one. They're back at home, and it'll be interesting. I think there's a chance here for the Bears.
The NFL's going to make it right. They'll give it to the Ravens.
Why?
Not the Bears. Because they lost that big one, and the Ravens got Lamar Jackson, and he's the fucking poster boy and stuff. So I think they'll make it right.
You don't see the Bears having a chance here? I think the Bears have a chance.
Bears having a chance. Can this be Justin Fields' big game? Ravens do give up a lot of big plays. No, I don't see it. Well, maybe this is me. Ravens are so good and the Bears are so bad. That's what I was telling you about. Like, I'm still hooked on the Ravens being so good.
You're biased.
Yeah, I'm a little biased right now. I don't think the Ravens drop two. There's no way they drop two games in a row to two mediocre teams. I don't see that. I can't see that happening. Even though they'd let go of
No Defense Gaming says, I think Mac destroys that D-line.
If he's available, I know he has some injury problems to see if he's in. He is questionable. He was absent at practice today. Or yesterday. Yeah, yesterday he was absent. If he is there, yeah, I could definitely see him getting to Lamar Jackson. Damn. Kind of convinced me for the Bears. They give up a lot of
It's a lot of hard scores this week. Like, it's really hard. I think the Bears cover the spread regardless, whatever the spread is, because they're gonna be the underdog. So if they are plus like 3 or 4, I could see it being a weird one. Let's see the weather for this game.
That's what we thought when it came to KC Chiefs, and look what happened. Oh, that's true. Fuck yeah, I'll take the Bears. Fine. I'll take the underdogs. First underdog I took. I've been kind of scared. I've been taking underdogs and it's been biting me in the ass. I'll take the Bears. Let me try to convince myself now. They could get to Lamar Jackson. Camille Mack plays. You got to be.
So it was a 30% chance of raining on Sunday.
Ooh, so that's run. David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Ravens. They did let go of Le'Veon Bell for. I still don't know why. I don't know what the reason is. I still haven't found it out.
I bet you there's going to be something behind the scenes.
Yeah, they're saying that. I heard that he did something on live, or he said something.
Did he?
I heard something along that.
Maybe No Defense Gaming knows.
No Defense Gaming. Do you know why they let go Le'Veon Bell? Because he was out first. he had a good game. Who else is their running back? They got Devontae Freeman. Ty Johnson still there, I think. Oh, man. It's good. Yeah, Lamar Jackson could have a bad game. If it's rainy, he's not really good at passing. I mean, he's been improving. I'll give him that. But when it's raining, that's a whole other thing. I don't know how much times Lamar Jackson played in the rain, passing it. So I could definitely see him struggle, trying to convince myself here. I'll take the Bears barely winning this one, 23-24.
Okay. I'm going to use my copy score. I like that one.
All right. Yeah. I'm trying to be unbiased here. Even though how much I hate the Ravens, I'm trying to be unbiased here and be like, fuck it, the Bears could come up. But they had a week. I think they had a bye. Did they have a bye? I think they had a bye last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Who, the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know where they are. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, David Montgomery should have a big game.
for sure, and I have him. And now I trade him away in that fucking league. I traded so much players away. I don't even know who I got.
Yeah, they had a buy.
They did have a buy. Okay, so I think they have some extra times. Dolphins, Lamar Jackson. I know he doesn't like to lose. This will be a tough one for the Bears, but I say they pull this one out. Well, use copy score. All right, maybe this one. Dolphins and Jets divisional game.
Fuck.
I don't think Mike White's playing.
Why?
I think
Rob Saleh said something. Oh, is he injured?
Let me see.
Rob Saleh said, like, I don't think he deserves to be written out for one bad game. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, Joe Flacco's they cut Bell to sign someone else to the 15. You couldn't cut no one else? So thank you. No Defense Gaming. Shout out to No Defense Gaming. So Mike White is not getting the start. They're throwing Joe Flacco in.
Hmm.
Joe Flacco against the Dolphins.
You know, I swear to God, I ran into Joe Flacco's burner account on Twitter. Did I tell you that?
Nuh-uh.
I tweeted something like, Joe Flacco is not elite. And then there was this guy who replied. And like, no, yeah, he is elite. And I went through his profile. And all he is replying to other tweets saying Joe Flacco is elite. I'm like, is this fucking Joe Flacco's burner account right here?
Does Joe Flacco know what Twitter is?
Yeah, I think so.
My boy is getting up there.
But Joe Flacco, fuck, dude, I don't even know if Joe Flacco wants to be there. Like, remember when he arrived to the Jets in the middle of the week and then he didn't even move to New York yet? No, I'm going to take this week off.
All right, this is career stats against the Dolphins and Joe Flacco's career. Here we go. Passer rating 97.6 with 1,700 yards, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in 7 games versus, okay. This is cool. It's called StatMuse. And it gives you fucking Joe Flacco's career against the Miami Dolphins. He got sacked 12 times out of those 7 games. 97.6 passer rating is not the greatest, not the worst. He was 67% on his passes, averaged 7.7 yards per pass. 243 yards per game average.
Fuck it. I'll just pick the Jets because they're at home. I don't even know. I think the Dolphins got lucky. They're going to be like the Broncos. They got lucky against a good team. And then the shit to bed the next week. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that trend. That trend has been No Defense Gaming. That trend's been happening. A team will upset and then we'll shit the bed the next week. That's what they do. That's what they do.
No Defense Gaming said Falcons versus Tua, ..
Flacco versus Tua.
Oh, Flacco versus Tua. Who? What did I say?
You said Falcons.
Oh, Flacco. I'm dyslexic. That looks like Falcons to me. Flacco versus Tua, .. Yeah, fun sounding game. Little sarcasm in there. For sure, Mike White lost the start. Give it to good old eyebrows himself, Joe Flacco. I think I'll take the Jets in this one, too. Gesicki had 11 targets.
Do you know who KYR Speedy is, the YouTuber?
Who's that?
He looks just like Joe Flacco.
Oh, there's a streamer that looks like him?
Yeah.
One of my good friends, shout out to my boy Rio, he looks exactly like Joe Flacco, and he gets all pissed. I'm going to say that, yeah, I see the Jets win. I don't think it's an entertaining game. I think it'll be 16-19. I'm going to take the Jets. Oh,
that's so weird. Fuck it, dude. I like giving stupid scores for these ones. So I'm going to say it's like 47-28 Jets.
You think the Jets are going to score 47 points?
I think something stupid will happen like that, yeah.
You think that? Okay. All right, moving right along. The 49ers versus the Jags in Jacksonville. 49ers got the huge upset against the Rams Monday Night Football, and the Jags drop another one? They dropped another one last week, I think. It was a close one versus Colts, 19-23. Yes. 49ers looking good. Jimmy G is enough. Trey Lance, I mean, I think he's still injured. They got Jeffrey Wilson there. Hasty, I think, is back. Those running backs there. Deebo Samuel, second best wide receiver in the league. George Kittle finally getting involved and stuff. I think I'm going to take the Jaguars in this one. I tricked y'all. I'm Jaguar guy, David. James Robinson is my guy. I did a 21 man. no defense gaming said 49ers slapped up the Jags. I am Jaguar.
I agree. David. I think that's going to happen. But
I am
ahead.
Jaguar, David. I will stand by the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence. I know Matthew Stafford is struggling. I think that had to do with being pressured to throw to OBJ and just the pressure he has.
OBJ played 13 snaps, bro. He played 13 snaps.
That was enough to throw him off. I think just Matthew Stafford is under a lot of pressure, and their offense is kind of like not, I won't say falling apart, but there's something going on in Rams. And I know they lost two big ones, not against scrubs, against the Titans and the Rams. So there's something you got to watch out for. Jags, though, bro. The Jaguars got James Robinson, Marvin Jones.
They do.
Laviska Shenault, Trevor Lawrence. And if James Robinson is hurt, they'll throw Carlos Hyde in. Yeah, Carlos Hyde is still in the league. But they also got Josh Allen on that defense. And Garoppolo, which you'll probably agree with me, ain't the greatest under pressure and can make some really dumb mistakes. He's good enough. He'll get you some wins. Jaguars upset. 49ers are too high right now on the divisional win. I'm taking Jaguars. I am Jaguar Guy David. Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to say it's a really close one, 21-24. Jags get another win. They're third.
I understand. Okay. I'm going to cut you off because I understand. But listen, the Jags had 179 yards on the ground. That's not going to happen against the Niners. Jamal Agnew had 3 carries for 79 yards. That doesn't even make no sense.
Jamal Agnew.
I told you about him two weeks ago.
He ain't no scrub.
I know. But the 49ers defensive line is better than the Colts. Okay, he had a 66-yard rush. Okay, that's not going to happen. All right. So yeah, they take away the run game. They take away the run game, and I think that's good enough for them to win. It could be close. I mean, I see Josh Allen. He's having like a career year already, and maybe he takes over. But even then, I think the defense, if it's a defensive game, fuck it. You know, I think the defense for the Niners is still better. He'll probably get a pick six on Trevor Lawrence or something like that. I'll take it.
Say pick six Jaguars.
Okay. Do it. Okay. I'll say 20-16.
You hear that? No defense gaming. I'm taking the Jaguars. Come at me. I am Jaguar Guy David. None of them are in the Jags favor ever. I don't think they're favorites at all in any of these games. So someone got to give them love. It'll be me. Oh, Packers and Vikings. How have we not talked about this one? I forgot about this one. It's kind of a sneaky game. Packers, Aaron Jones is out though, but it's AJ Dillon time. My boy is the mini version of Derrick Henry. That dude can run. Davante Adams, Vikings. When the Chargers, nothing too big though. Their offense is flying high, but the Packers defense is also doing good. I like the Packers in this one. It's a divisional game. Aaron Rodgers, immunized or not, I think he's gonna ball out.
Yeah, I think he's gonna ball out too. I think it's gonna be a good game, to be honest. I saw that stat where they've led by 7 points in every single game. At some point, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. The last time the Packers faced, I think, a really, really good offense was against the Cardinals, October 28th, and it was 24-21, and the Cardinals almost went back and scored that game. But a lot of things happened that game. DeAndre Hopkins was not 100%, and like the Vikings, I think they want to get this win really badly. They're at home. And I feel like they're finally getting Dalvin Cook a lot more involved. If that was just a game where the Chargers did it, I guess the Chargers against a bad running defense, well, like, it was still balanced and they're still working. They had some crazy passes to Justin Jefferson where he mossed one of our corner, like Tavon Campbell, twice on some huge third downs. So I think the Vikings are gonna play this one close. Actually, I think I want to call this upset so bad. The Packers are like a winning team, man. Like, they win. They win and they hold their own, man. But I'm going to call this upset. I predicted the Packers for the season to go 15-2.
They already got two losses.
They already got two losses, but I'll say the Vikings, I think they'll do it. I think that they'll put the pressure on, maybe at least force overtime. No defense game since Packers slapped the hell out of the Vikings. I don't know, dude. Like, I feel the Vikings. Their offense could do a lot of things. So
So no defense game, and I got another question for you. What's your team? We haven't figured that out. Aaron Rodgers equals owns the North. That's also true. But look who's in the North. It's the Bears and Lions. The Vikings haven't been the greatest his whole tenure there. No defense gaming. Put in the comments, what's your team? I'm just curious where you're coming from. Maybe it sound like a Packer fan right here. But Lucas, while we're waiting for his response, what is your score prediction here? You got the Vikings upsetting?
Fuck it. I'll say the Vikings upset. I don't feel too good about it. I actually want to say the Packers. Can I switch back or should I?
I don't know if you're mad at your word or anything.
Oh, shit. Oh yeah, this is Kevin. This is Kenneth. I forgot.
Okay. Yeah. No wonder why that looks so familiar. I was like, okay, yeah, we had Kenneth on our podcast. He's a Charger fan. I guess he just doesn't like the Vikings. Oh, because the Chargers.
Wow, I forgot that was your. We forgot that was your.
We
channel,
forgot that was your. Yeah. Shout out to you though. Hell yeah. Check him out. No Defense Gaming. He's gonna be a future coach in the NFL.
So we got. Yeah, oh, fuck. Just because the Packers are a winning team, like they've been winning these games, dude. Like, you want me to be a man of my word? Fine. Yeah, I'll be a man of my word. I'll stick with the Vikings. Fuck it. You bullied me into being a man of my word. Even though this is a hard one. If they're on the spread, I'll take the Vikings. But okay, they gotta win. They gotta put up a lot of points. They gotta make sure they get to Aaron. I'll say 28-20.
It was really close to my score. I have the Packers winning this one. Vikings lose another close one, 28-26.
Oof.
All right, moving on to the last game, Texans versus Titans. This is the last game for a reason. We did not save the best for last. Sorry, we were both reading in our head. Lucas, you can read Ella. Or we're like, eh.
I'll call the gameplay to use the QB with Cannon to throw deep or at least medium throws. What are you talking about?
I think on Madden. Oh, it calls the gameplay, use the cannon to throw deep or medium throws. Yeah, over the Vikings. That's what I'm guessing. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know if he's talking about Madden in real life, but either way, that game plan will work. But Texans and Titans. I think the Titans take this one, right? Divisional game? Yeah.
Yes. Titans, man. What a real team. If they make the Super Bowl, Mike Vrabel has to cut off his balls. You know that?
He better start. Oh, I was gonna say something. He better start expanding his family. Then it's a very mature way to say it.
Oh yeah, or just like save the formula.
Yeah, just freeze it. I'm gonna take the Titans in this one. Don't matter who's running it, who's throwing it, who's catching it. Titans are just really, really bad. I'll say they kind of put it on them. I think the score will be 12. No, I'll give some respect on the Titans a little bit. 20. Garbage time to 37.
Yeah, Titans, I mean, come on, man. You deserve this for being hurt, but you're facing a bad team late. For being 8-2, you deserve it. I'm going to say 28-6.
Give them 6 points?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Lions and Browns.
Lions and Browns.
Forgot about this one.
AP looks like young Adrian out there. Does he really? He looks fast. I mean, he looks like when he gets the ball out in the backfield and he hits the hole explosively. I like that, but I don't think we've seen too much yet.
If you look on the paper, like a lot of people do, they'd be like, oh, AP ain't shit. When he hits those holes and making people miss, he might not get far, but he still got it.
I would love for Adrian Peterson to get a ring on the Titans. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. I don't think the Titans will do it, though. But yeah, that'll be cool. Well, I mean, they're proving me wrong with their defense. I mean, every week I said they have no corner, and then they just get an interception. Just like
they're stepping up.
Lions and Browns.
Oh boy,
Lord, I don't even know where to go. I need Pronoia right now. Add Pronoia. Are you stressed out like us calling games and muscle joint pain? Your back hurts. Crack your neck too much. Use Pronoia. Pronoia CBD. Use promo code TUFF for 20% off your first purchase. Go ahead and follow them on Instagram, Pronoia CBD, THC free CBD, 100% ad. But like I'm saying, oh man, I don't know where the fuck to go with this one. Honestly, I wanted to just say Browns because they're just a better team. Nick Chubb should be back. Kareem Hunt's not back though, but Nick Chubb should be back in this one. Shit. Lions keep it close. They don't get it though. I think it's going to be – the Lions could get 17. DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams could get something going. 17-30.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't know what to say for you for the Lions, man. I just feel bad. Like, it just sucks. Like, you're so close to victory. You're so close going to the very end. But, yeah, the Browns got to take this one here, take the cake. I'll say 21-I'll give them 24-10.
All right. You don't think it's going to be close?
I don't think so.
All right. Right before we go, we got a question from No Defense Gaming. I throw this hypothetical at you guys. Would, in his prime, Weddle be a good partner for Derwin in the secondary for the Chargers? Shit. Hell yeah. I miss Eric Weddle. I don't like how it ended with them in the Chargers. Then he went to the Ravens. Then he ended with the Rams. It was weird to see him as a Raven and a Ram. I just didn't like it. Eric Weddle was a pretty solid safety on top, and I think that's what we need. That's what we need right now, an Eric Weddle type safety to partner up. Nasir Adderley, I do like him. He's been cleaning up his tackles a lot lately, and I think he needs to get – I think they're just trying to figure out who's good where and where they're best at to be most effective. But I would agree where Weddle would have been a good partner for Derwin James.
Yeah, Weddle would be – he's just a really smart player. He's so damn smart. So he would be fixing a lot of the issues on the defense, I feel like, right now, as far as, like, pre-snap lineups on the defensive line, and would help out so much for stuff like that. But they need a guy like that. I don't think the Chargers have a guy like that on defense grown into that position yet. I mean, maybe Kenneth Murray could be that later on. But for right now, like, it's Derwin James calling the plays, and that's it. I haven't seen too much pre-snap communication as far as, like, fixing alignments and stuff like that. And a guy like Weddle would fix a lot of those problems. And just having a smart guy in the secondary would help out a lot. So I agree. I agree it would help out.
Yes, if you're a Charger fan, just like no defense game, and go ahead, follow us on Twitter, tough_Chargers. We do a Charger podcast every Monday night. We do it live for y'all, and you guys want to be on the podcast, go ahead and join. And that will segue into our conclusion here. That is all the games, Week 11 predictions. So hopefully we'll get positive. I mean, 3-4 wins is not good. Winning percentage needs to get up. I think I'm going to catch up with you. It's either you're going to draw further away from me or I'm catching up.
This week we'll definitely decide.
This will be a week for us. But there you guys have it. Sports Guy Davis, Sugar Free Lucas, you know what it is. tough_podcast on all social media outlets. Sports Guy David on all social media outlets. Sugar Free Lucas on all, well, on Twitter for sure. Just on Twitter. He'll be tweeting a lot of crazy shit.
You
between some shit. Don't act like you don't know. You between some shit at night.
I want to know what you've seen.
I've seen some shit. Like, I don't know. There's some times where I'm like, Lucas, what the fuck is Lucas doing up right now? We got to do a podcast in the morning. What the fuck am I doing up right now? I got a podcast to do in the morning.
But there you guys have it. You never like him. You never like him.
I know, because they pop up. I have your notifications on, so they pop up, and I look. Oh. I get a good look though. I get a good look at least. So. I know. If it's not the weekend, I like Twitter is kind of like dead for me. It's so hard to keep up with Twitter because I'm logged into other Twitter accounts, and then it'll show me notifications of that one, and sometimes not the other ones. And my phone's just fucking broken. I just sometimes put my notifications off because, you know, I'm Sports Guy David. I'm famous, so that's pretty weird. But there you guys have it. You guys have a wonderful day. Fantasy Football Podcast coming your way right now. We'll be right back.